All right, I know you know that's Betty Wright, but do you know who the guitar player is?
Beaver Harris.
Beaver, of course. Who else? Oh, thanks everybody. Thanks for coming to our show. This is my name's Austin DeLone. This is the Richard DeLone Special Housing Project. We appreciate so much you coming in here, and each and every year, we want to thank all the great people at Bimbos that have helped us put this together. Michael Cherokee, Toby, Allison, who else? Caroline, Karen, Julie, Judy. Yeah, we want to thank her. We want to thank all Kurt and Michael for doing the sound for us, and we'll thank everybody for doing this stuff for us. We want to thank you for coming down. Again, we want to thank all these fantastic artists that have played at the Bluegrass Festival. You're in for a really fun show tonight. A little Nick Lowe, but with a band. Is that better than by himself? I don't know. You be the judge, ladies and gentlemen. You be the judge. We do have a silent auction going on out there with some pretty fantastic items. I don't know if you had a chance to look at them, mill around. We've got a Robert Plant autographed acoustic, Gibson acoustic guitar, fantastic guitar, beautiful guitar. A Jimmy Vaughn Synchromatic Gretsch model guitar, awesome. Boz Skaggs, amazing Montage Red wine, and a bunch of other things. Can you turn up the monitor just a little bit, Kurt? We want to thank also our friends Eric Moltop for providing some special wine for the artists upstairs. Cara Noble, and who else, Leslie? We also want to thank our fantastic board, the board of the nonprofit. We've done a lot of work over the last few years, and we're going to keep on grinding till we get this job done. I don't know. They were going to come up, but they're not here now. But maybe they are. Here's one of them now. Come on up, Andy. This is Andrew Houston, one of our great board members. Come on, Molly, come on. I'll sneak up. There's Molly. There's Buzz. All right. Thanks. My wife's going to have a few words to tell you about the progress of the nonprofit. Oh, that sounds much better. And thanks again for coming down. We have a fantastic show lined up for you. And in just a few seconds, we'll get going with the mighty, mighty, well, I'll tell you later.
Thank you very much for coming to our 7th annual Ratchet Concert. I'm terribly proud of all our friends. This has started with the help of all our musicians. When Richard was born, they said, he'll never be sated. He'll always be starving to death. He'll have behavioral problems. There's many other side effects. And my husband said, oh my God, it sounds like a musician. And I think that's why all the musicians, just they never asked us any questions. They just said, yes, we'll be here to help you. Our goal, you know, I've got these wonderful board members, but we'd like to expand our board. And if anyone out there knows any billionaires or millionaires or someone who needs a very big tax deduction, would you come and speak to me or any of these board members? Because we really need help. It's a very rare syndrome. We're not like Asperger's or Down syndrome, where there's many, many. We're 1 in 15,000, so... yes, we definitely need all your help. Thank you so much for coming, and I really appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd like to announce our first act, the best dressed man in the house, Jim Lauderdale.
Vivid as the day is long, and I couldn't
listen to you talking till the rest have all gone home. Well, it's no surprise that you don't lie. You will not hide away. It's no surprise that you don't lie. You will not hide away. Traveling up and down my spine, or a little piece of the premonition that God mixed up with mine. There's lots of different kinds of people. It's best not to interrupt. Just leave them to their own devices. They're so easy to corrupt. Well, it's no surprise that you don't lie, you will not hide away. It's no surprise that you don't lie, you will not hide away. No one else can see. It's like a three-way conversation between you and you and me. Well, it's no surprise that you don't lie. You will not hide away. It's no surprise that you don't lie. You will not hide away. No, you will not hide away.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here tonight, and thank you all so much for coming out and supporting everything. I'm gonna try a brand new one on you, if you don't mind. It's one I wrote with one of my favorite writers in the whole world, a guy that doesn't live too far from here. His name is Robert Hunter. And so this one is gonna be on an acoustic record, a solo acoustic record of stuff we wrote together. I think in November, just getting all that ready now. Seems a long, long time ago this morning, each ticking of the clock, a hammer blow, descending from the sky without a warning. A lifetime in a day, or nearly so. Songbirds were so strangely still this morning, like during an eclipse's darkest night. All pretense of hope forever scorning, exploding into shards of endless night. Playing dice with the devil for possession, rolling bones for possession of my soul. Down inside the depths of deep depression, my only hope depends on one more road. Each time I turn around and see my shadow falling tall and black across the ground, I see you watching from a broken window. Your lips are moving, I don't hear a sound. Do you speak in love or execration? Or in some other way I can't decide. I know I won't receive an explanation satisfactory to my wounded pride. Should I chance to live until tomorrow, don't expect to know more than today. Why it is the outline of my shadow brushes your horizons as it fades away. Thank you. Thanks so much. Hey, in the spirit of tonight's show, I'm going to bring a guy up here. We stopped talking kind of a while back. Buddy Miller, come on. We won't talk officially, but gosh, I can't. I assume he must be walking on stage, even though I'm so mad at him right now. Okay, I'm... Everything's good. Everything is everything, buddy. You know what? I'll tell you. I think we're going to do one more up here before we get the festivities rolling along more. And this is a song that I'm real proud I got to write this with Buddy and do a whole record with him. We've known each other for about 33 years.
A long time.
I mean, we were just in the crib. It was at a daycare place. But we before we could even say goo goo gaga, we were harmonizing. And then finally, after all these years, we did a record. And it's called Buddy and Jim. And we have a radio show on Sirius XM called Buddy and Jim. We've got a line of food products. It's amazing. Some of the things we're doing with insects right now are cutting edge.
No, that's actually true.
That part is true. But anyway, Buddy and I have known each other for
long time.
It's like we have a telepathic bond. It's like we can finish each other's sandwiches.
Sentences.
But anyway, we'd like to do one together for y'all right now. And it's called... And by the way, that last one, we want to lift things up, do something a little more cheerful. Not so depressing than that last one. So we're going to do one for you right now called I Lost My Job of Loving You.
You start to miss your work with pay, all sorts of
lost that line into the blue. I lost the job of loving you.
Song away, but with these two guys up here, how can you not help but smile? This is a real treat for me. This is one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and also accompanied by one of my favorite guitar players. Let's please give a big hand to Pieta Brown and Bo Ramsey.
I just got the invitation to come down and sing a song here this afternoon. And I had a beautiful day, beautiful afternoon playing my first time at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. Jim's gear.
Stranger to say, Thanks, you guys. Bill Ramsey on the electric guitar. I'm Pierre. I have fun tonight. So many great musicians coming your way. Thanks, guys.
Hey, y'all. That's Pietro Brown and Bo Ramsey. Thanks. Unexpected pleasure. Coming up next is an old friend of mine from... Whoa, is this thing on? Well, a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. Back in 1971, I think, in London, England, a town far away from here, I met this gentleman. And I was in a band called Eggs Over Easy. You ever heard of him? Oh, come on, you got it. Oh, yeah. Okay. And we recorded the very first version of that song he made about the smelly animals, dead skunk in the middle of the road. Yeah, we did that. We did. But that wasn't one that went to be a hit. We did the earlier version. And I think he's probably ready now. Please welcome. He's ready. Please welcome the one and only Loudon Wainwright III. Sound check.
Yeah, I didn't do a sound check.
Sound check. You're standing. How nice.
My friend Loudon. This is my friend Loudon. Thank you.
Yeah, wow.
I can't hear any of this guitar. Can you? Do the show a cappella. Does anybody know how to make the none of this is my gear. Oh. Less guitar in the monitor, and I think we'll be ready to go. Am I going to be on YouTube tonight? Speaking of London, I'm back in your town. Unsure on my feet, and I'm carefully looking around, because I'm back in your town. Yeah, I'm back in this burg. Oh, haven't you heard? I bet I look to the right, a double decker just might hit me when I step off the curb. That's right, I'm back in this burg. You know that I'm back in that place. Last time I left with hardly a trace. Now that I've returned, ask me what have I learned. Go ahead and take a look on my face. That's right, I'm back in that place. You leave someone behind and you think you won't mind it till you go back and find you still care. Yeah, you're back where you started, undermined and outsmarted by a feeling you thought wasn't there, but it's there. It's still there. You know, same. It's still all here, but nothing is left. That's right, I'm feeling bereft. You know that I walked right past your house, feeling like a refugee and a louse. You were at home, but you were not alone. You were there with your kids and your spouse. That's why I walked right past your house. You leave someone behind and you think you won't mind until you go back and find you still care. Yeah, you're back where you started, undermined and outsmarted by a feeling your heart wasn't there. I'm back in your town. Unsure on my feet, and I'm carefully looking around. Yeah, I'm back in your town.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here. Yeah, I've been here all weekend. Location, location, location. That's the theme of my set, I think. Can't get a drink in Harlan County. Can't get a drink and I don't know why. Why I came to Harlan County. Harlan County's damn near dry. Oh, you can get a drink in Harlan County. Go to the city of Cumberland. Go to the package store on Main Street, a $20 bill in your right hand. But I can't get a drink in Harlan County. I can't get a drink and I don't know why. Why I ever came to Harlan County. Harlan County's damn near dry. Climb to the top of Old Black Mountain. That's the highest peak in Kentucky. If you're tired, drunk, or crazy, drive on up in an ATV. I saw a bear up on Black Mountain carrying a six-pack in his claw. I shot that bear and I took his six-pack, and yes, I guess I broke the law. 'Cause I can't get a drink in Harlan County. I can't get a drink and I don't know why. Why I came to Harlan County. Harlan County's damn near dry. Oh, they play a little golf in Harlan County. Hunting, camping, fishing too. Still got coal mines down in Harlan. I'd stay out of them if I was you. They cook a little meth in Harlan County. Chemistry in the kitchen sank. But unless you're over in Cumberland City, a thirsty man can't get a drink. Nah, I can't get a drink in Harlan County. I can't get a drink and I don't know why. Why I came to Harlan County. Harlan County is damn near dry. There's a new dance craze sweeping the land. First you get out of bed, then you attempt to stand. You get out of bed, get on your feet. You got to just stand and you can't retreat. Here comes the hard part. Here's the bad news. You got to bend over and put on your shoes. Over in the bed lies your sleeping wife. Snoring like a sailor, she's the love of your life. But that woman is a martyr and you know it's true. Who the hell else would put up with you? You got a brand new dance and it goes like this. You wake up in the morning and look into the abyss. Take a look. Take another look.
ever since the Fraka and the Fray got a brand new song, sing it every day. I got a new smell and it's called the old man, a new taste sensation. I'd say it was bland, but that senior discount, that's my kind of treat. When I get on the bus, you got to give me a seat. Move over, baby. Water is rising, we pass flood stage, and the woods are on fire. I got to turn the page, so we stack it to the table to get something to eat. Drink a little coffee, then you go take a seat, read the business section up there on your throne. Got a brand new dance, and you do it alone. Oh, don't just sit there. Do something. Some work. It's a little like a monkey, a lot like the jerk, the chicken and the pony and the fruit and the slop. Brand new dance, you wish it would stop. You'd rather be a working stiff than a lazy slob. Sean, I don't get you no job. Hey, hallelujah, it's election time. Vote in a booth, you're from a big boss line. It's the same old song, same old dance, same long shot and the same slim chance. One of them fools is bound to win, but it's the same old bullshit all over again. There's a new dance craze sweeping the land. First you get out of bed, then you attempt to stand. Then get out of bed, get on your feet. You got to just stand there, you can't retreat. Here comes the hard part. Here's the bad news. You got to bend over and put on your shoes. That's called Brand New Dance. These are all pretty new songs.
I wrote them backstage before I came out. That job must make you crazy. That ulcer's got to hurt. All those problems back at home, they're just killing you. The wife, the kids, the dog, the house. I see what you go through. I see you in the station. Come off the morning train. You're always in a hurry. You always look the same. Your briefcase seems so heavy. Your necktie's tied so tight. You always look so tired. Like you've been up all night. Never seem to see me when I come up to you. I ask you for money like I always do. You're always in a hurry. Why don't you slow down? We're both trying to make it in a shitty town. nothing to hurry for. I sleep in this station, I sleep on the floor. I hold out this coffee cup, there's no coffee in there, just nickels, dimes, and quarters, pennies people spare. I know the way the world is, you have and I have not. I don't want to trade places, I don't want all you got. But if you give me something, it might help you too. You're carrying a heavy load, I see what you go through. I know you're in a hurry, you're probably late for work. That job must make you crazy, that boss must be a jerk. All those problems back at home, they're just killing you. The wife, the kids, the dog, the house, I see what you go through.
Well, Audie's daughter, Caroline, asked me to do this next song. I'm gonna, I hope I can remember it. Location, location, location. All right, here we go. Well, I wonder how Susie is doing. At the airport, an old Durango. Does Susie still work for the airlines? I pray one day they let that bitch go. Susie's big deal at the airlines. Though Durango Airport's pretty small, she checks in and tags and handles some baggage. You could say that Sue does it all. You could say that bitch Sue does it all. I flew into Durango from Denver, where I ground checked my Martin guitar. Susie took it off of that aircraft, threw it up on top of a luggage cart. From the airplane there on the runway, through the window I witnessed it all. My axe hit the tarmac, I swear I heard the crack. An old dreadnought took a dreadful fall. My guitar took a terrible fall. So inside I showed Susie the damage caused by her negligent misdeed. She denied that it even happened. Innocent was how Susie did plead, but I implied that she was a liar. That's when Susie made up her sick mind. Hell surely don't have that bitch Susie's wrath. She was gonna kick my ass big time. And bitch would kick my ass big time. Kick it.
I went back to the airport. My old six-string held together with tape. Susie was on duty that morning. From that cold bitch I could not escape. She said, you can't take your guitar to Texas because it's in a soft leather case. Either leave it behind or a hard case go find. I swear Sue had a smile on her face. That had a smile on her face. Then she showed me a rule in a rule book. Some BS made up by the FAA. I had to leave my guitar in Durango. Have it FedEx back home to LA. I borrowed an axe down in Austin. But I swore I would write Susie's wrong. Lawyers ain't cheap, I'm no litigious creep. So instead I wrote Susie a song. I wrote that bitch Susie this song. Now I think of myself as a nice guy. Usually I'm polite, never rude. Of course the bitch's real name isn't Susie. Cause I don't wanna get my ass sued. But I wonder how Angela's doing. That's something I'd sure like to know. Is Angie still there with her ponytailed hair at the airport in old Durango? At the airport in old Durango. Location, location, location.
All right. Do one more here, and I want to bring up, you know, we've had a big kind of family gathering at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass thing here, and the almost nearly in the ballpark bluegrass, whatever. I want to bring my daughter Martha Wainwright up here. Martha Wainwright, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do since we're out here in the Wild West, we're going to do a cowboy song that actually I recorded in 1971 with Martha's mom, Kate McGarrigle. It's called Old Paint. I ride an old paint, lead an old dam. I'm going to Montana to throw the hula hand. They lead in the coolies and they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted and their backs are all raw. Ride around little doggies, ride around slow. For the fire and the snuffing are raring to go.
Uncle John had two daughters and a son. One went to college, the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a broom fight. Still the shades from morning to night.
Right around. When I die, take my saddle from the wall, put it up on my pony,
lead him out of his stall, tie my bones to his back, turn our faces to the west. We'll ride the prairies we love the best, ride around little doggies, ride around slow, for the fire and the stuffy are rearing to go. Ride around little doggies, ride around slow, for the fire and the stuffy are rearing to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a young fella named Loudon Wainwright. Three. And the great Martha Wainwright as well. Thanks for playing. I've known Loudon for too many years. That's my explanation. Is that okay? You got a problem with that? Yeah. Harry Duncan, are you going to spin a couple records? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of our favorite performers, one of the greatest guys playing down in Nashville or anywhere in the world today, the one and only Mr. Buddy Miller. Please welcome Buddy Miller.
If you love somebody enough, follow them wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. And if you love somebody enough, then you go where your heart needs to go. That's how I got to Memphis. How I got to Memphis. Well, I know if you'd seen her, you'd tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I gotta find her and find out the trouble she's in. And if you tell me that she isn't here, I follow by the trail of her tears, 'cause that's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, she used to get mad and she'd say she'd go back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. Got the Memphis.
That's how I got the men. That's how I got the men. That's how I got the men.
Thanks. If you couldn't tell, that song's called That's How I Got to Memphis. It was not what you wanted.
and the pictures are haunted. Does my ring burn your finger? Does my love weigh you down? Was a promise too much to keep around?
Technical term for what that is.
What is, yeah. It just is, really, when he's playing it. Dave Jakes is back there on the big bass. And behind the drum kit is Marco Giovino. And it's really great to be here playing here. It's such a good thing, and thank you all for coming out. Thanks, Audie, for doing this. Something's not good in there. I don't know if any of you can tell which one it is. Let me know if you know. Let's do it anyway, though.
Sun way up there, I'd go with my love everywhere. I'd be the moon where the sun went down, just to let her know I'm still around. that's how strong my love is. 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 I'll be the weeping willow drowning in my tears. You can go swimming when you're here. I'll be the rainbow when the tears are gone. Wrap you in my colors and keep you warm. Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 Like an ocean so deep and wide, I'll catch your tears whenever you cry. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. Strictly today? Are your boots as dusty as mine? In a good way?
Underneath your wings, that water's high.
Jim Lauderdale out here. We've been friends for so long, I kissed him tonight.
Why stop a good thing?
I want to sing with you on the mic. I just want to sing with you. Oh no, what's Joelle going to do? Are you sure? Let's get that thing in the public address system.
Possible. Is that thing on? Are you on? Sure. Jim and I, we've been friends for, well, we did that bit, didn't we? Can we do that bit again? Because I think I messed it up.
Hey, well, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I thought out here there was no smoking allowed in the club, but you guys are clearly smoking hot up here, aren't they?
This is the first and worst song we wrote. Wouldn't you say that, maybe?
First and worst?
Come on,
really?
Know.
I mean,
no.
It was a nice thing when them girls recorded it, but...
The Dixie Chicks. Hey, I'm the one that told them to, you know... I'm kidding.
Hey, where'd Joelle go? Oh, we can do nothing without Joelle.
Are you going to be all right, Ben?
Okay. Is he okay? You got it. Well, we can figure it out. It's an accordion. I mean, come on.
Okay, let's do this thing. What's the matter? Is it wrong? Does something look wrong? Wear a little mismatched shoes or something? One, two, three.
Hold my head. I need a girl like chase wild goose chase. You're gonna take me, girl, on a wild goose chase. You're gonna take me, girl, on a wild goose chase. Get about somebody to take my place. You took my imagination and stomped it in the ground. Now I can only dream about you and chase the tracks you left.
One more song before we get out of the way here. If we knew how to get psychedelic, we would. That tuning is psychedelic enough.
Yeah.
Tremolo covers a multitude of things.
Thank you.
But she wants to go too far. But she wants to go too far. First kind of love, it's so fine. Here come heartache right behind. Here come heartache right behind.
The stage, or maybe not. Pieta Brown, fantastic. I gamble on your love, baby. Yes, and got a losing hand. I gamble on your love, baby. Yes, and got a losing hand. Your ways keep changing, yeah, like the shifting desert sand. While I was playing fair, baby, yeah, you played a cheating game. Baby.
You know you played a cheating game. I know you don't care, but I love you just the same.
Sounds good anyway.
While I was playing fair, baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. You played a cheating game. I know you just don't care, but I love you just the same. One more time. got a losing hand. What do you say? Can we sing a song now? Is Caroline around? Oh, okay. Hey, come on, Caroline. I'm gonna get my daughter Caroline up to sing a song and her buddy Buddy.
It's a little bit different than what I normally do, so.
Come on.
I don't wanna hear. The baby eyes,
Twisting like any the broken promises, let him rest and let him end. That scorched ground you're standing on, that's nothing to defend. Thank you.
staring out into the wind. Don't know where it's blowing. You might say it all depends. Turns into that. Time will tell the story, and the grass will grow again.
I want you to do me a favor.
I want you to take my corpse and put it in the back seat of my Cadillac or my Lincoln, just like that, all pretty like that. Lay my Telecaster across my sunken form, and then dig a big old hole in the middle of the interstate and drop that Cadillac down in there, but fill it back up with the fins sticking up on either side of the yellow line, with the emergency flashers going off 24 hours a day. Woo! So when you drive by on your way to work or school or the beach, you look out, you'll go like this. You'll go, look! Look at that, look at that. Go, look. Good. Why, that's Bill Kutcher. King of diesel building music.
Lord, have mercy.
And looky there. He's rocking in the road. I wanna rock, baby. I wanna rock. I wanna rock. I wanna rock. I wanna rock. I wanna rock a bit if you know when I die. I wanna rock a bit if you know when I die.
Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, a very timely story, right?
This is a timely story. Well, I heard Bob Dylan sing this next song in 1964 at the Newport Folk Festival, and I hope it's true today, ladies and gentlemen.
More true than ever, unfortunately.
It could go either way, right?
Say, you know, we've had a little silent auction going on in the back. There are some of you who have participated. The auction ends at 10:30 at Jim Lauderdale's house. It's going to be at his house at 10:30. Tomorrow morning, actually. Well, actually, no, it's at 10:30 tonight, so just a few 20 minutes or so from now, the auction ends and we will text the winners.
I got a bid on the trousers. I cannot afford the entire ensemble, but I think not.
And that means the jacket's available. Gosh, we hope everybody's having a good time so far. Pretty amazing. Together before. We did stay last night at a Holiday Inn Express, so I went over to England last year and did a record. This great producer named Neil Brockman. He works with Nick Lowe. And the record's going to be called South of London. It's coming out probably in the early spring. So this is for the first time ever live, this song called Sweet Time.
Well, you're taking your sweet time while you're making me way on down the line. They say that love
is patient and kind. Oh, you're taking your sweet time. You're making me wait on down the line and say that love is patient and kind. Whoa, you're taking your sweet time.
Record, we've been talking about it for a while, and I finally went over there, and I was kind of having writer's block. That's not the only thing that was getting blocked, but anyway.
Well, TMI, is that TMI?
No, I'm just kidding, that's a joke. But anyway, this was the only song that I had written. It was with a friend of mine named Odie Blackman. Before I went over and we worked on the rest of them over there. This is called, "We've Only Got So Much Time." Thank you.
back, you never know what somebody's future holds. So many let it go to waste. Everybody makes mistakes. I hope that before you leave, you'll find all the love you need. Life's going by like a race. Oh, they got so much time here. And I hope that I'm not too late.
But if Buddy Miller is still here, I'd like to invite him to come out and join us. So, oh, here he comes, his buddy. Buddy Miller! Hey, I've got a quick little story to tell you about this song. This is one I wrote with, other than Buddy, one of my very best friends in the whole world. He comes all the way from London, England. His name is Nick Lowe. Now, Nick and I did a tour, and we actually came through here in San Francisco. We played Slim's in about 1994.
I remember that.
And
Leslie was there.
I remember seeing y'all. That was a very special night because Nick and I that evening became probably, you know, like best friends. And we wrote this upcoming song we're getting ready to do on that tour. And I just want to say that Nick Lowe and I are such close friends. It doesn't matter how many years have gone by since we've spoken to each other, or that he's returned a phone call or a letter or an email. It doesn't matter. We kind of have this little game. You know, he's a huge rock star, and he changes his phone number a lot. But when I get his new number, and I, you know, he answers, because I have this unknown caller thing, and so when by chance he answers, I go, "Hey, buddy, how you doing? It's me. Let me tell you about what's going on." And then there's a pause, and then he goes, "I said never call me again." And he hangs up, and then I fill up the message units, just telling him what's going on with me and my career and just different things I'm feeling. And then months later, I don't care how long it takes, I find his new number. And the same thing goes on, you know, same.
You guys really are old friends.
We are. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, I can dig it.
And listen. I wish you could have seen the look on his face a few weeks ago when I surprised him. He was coming out to get his morning paper. He moves a lot. So like I say, he's a rock star. I found his new address. I popped out of the bushes when he was getting his paper. He was still wearing his robe. I said, "Hey, man, it's me." And he was pretending like he was shocked. And he started running. It took me about three blocks before I finally tackled him. And I had him pinned down, and I'm telling you, Nick should have been an actor instead of music. I mean, he was actually crying. He made these tears, and he said, "For the love of God, please leave me alone." And then these bodyguards he has, like I said, he's a rock star, pulled me off. They didn't know who I was, and my hair was shorter. And they pulled me off so hard, I must have hit the back of my head, and I was unconscious. And hours later, I woke up and I was in a London jail. It was a huge mistake. You talk about bureaucracy here in the U.S. of A. Over in London, well, hello. I mean, they've withheld my passport. I'm not supposed to go back. It's this huge, and he doesn't know I'm here tonight. So after this song, I'm going to go surprise him and address him. And by the way, I found out the address of his new place because he's just moved and I've got a fake passport. So I'm going, anyway, here's a song that Nikki and I wrote.
Jim, Leslie wanted to say one thing right here.
Nick's new number is 383-4682. No, we're extending the auction for 10 more minutes. We've had some bids on the guitar. If anyone, I know in your dreams you want you to go home with Robert Plant, but now you can go home with this guitar. So please go in there, make a bid. Thank you very much.
10 minutes left.
All right, kids, let's do the song that Nikki and I wrote together. It's called Always On the Outside.
Of your love and looking in, I wanna find a way to climb back into your arms again. Always on the outside, ask me why I can't say you built a wall around your heart, it's keeping me out of the way. It's wrong for so long to be on the outside and looking in.
Friend of yours is going to come out. It's not your grandmother.
Jim Lauderdale, ladies and gentlemen.
Nick.
one of Jim's long lost best friends. He hasn't talked to him for a few years, 20 or 30. Nick Lowe.
I can't wait to catch up with you after. Have a great show.
That's great of Jim. He really wasn't kidding about that story about Nick. It's been a long time that they knew each other, but it was unfortunate things that happened. But it's okay now. It's working out. It's working out right in front of you, ladies and gentlemen.
Not a problem. We want to thank everybody for coming down tonight, too. Thank you so much for coming and supporting the cause. Our seventh annual one of these events. Nick's played on four of them, I think. Buddy's been on three, Jim on two, Kirchen on 70. Hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, it's Nick Lowe.
We're having a party. Everybody's swinging, dancing to the music on the radio. Having a party. Everybody swinging. Me and my baby, you know we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time. Dancing with my baby, everybody's swinging. Sally's doing a twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Play that one called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. 'Cause me and my baby, you know we're out here on the floor. We're having a party. Everybody's swinging, dancing to the music on the radio. Having a party. Everybody's swinging. Yeah, and me and my baby, you know we're out here on the floor.
Billy Kirchen, Billy.
Play that one called Soul Twitch. You better play that one called I Know. Yeah, 'cause me and my baby, you know we're out here on the road. Oh, Mr. DJ, come on and keep those records playing, because we're having such a good time. Dancing with my baby, having a party. Everybody's swinging, dancing to the music, yeah, on the radio. Having a party. everybody swinging. Cause me and my baby, me and my baby, me and my baby, you know we're out here. You know we're out here, you know we're out here on the floor. Long limb girl, where are you now? When I think back in my mind, a sweet memory I find, but the edges are starting to curl. Where are you now? Long limb girl. The other day I was going through some old papers in my desk when I came upon the photograph, and I had to catch my breath, cause it was a picture of a girl, tall and slender as a willow tree, and she had her arms round me. Long limb girl, where are you now? Well, I wonder about you, if you made it through and had all of your dreams come true, or has it been a long and bitter road? Long limb girl. Ba da 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 da. So young and foolish, but so in love. You were my girl. Where are you now? I wanna know what happened after me. Did you find love eventually? Was it everything you hoped to be? Or has it been a long and bitter road? Long limb girl, well I wonder where you are tonight, girl. Wherever you are, follow your star, girl. In my mind, forever young, long. But I made my mind up, you'll wind up in my arms. But first I have to break down your resistance to my charms. Yes, darling, I know it won't be easy, but I won't rest until I find a way. Everybody knows that Rome wasn't built in a day. Well, how I make it happen, I'm not certain, but I'm working on a plan. And when I get it tight, you'll believe I'm yours. You don't know it yet, but you'll surrender when I make my claim. Well, Rome wasn't built in a day.
offering you protection, 24-hour love and affection, but it'll take time to make it right. Just look at what the Pharaoh did when he built his pyramid. Everybody knows that didn't spring up overnight. There'll be a celebration and the silver band will play. Built in a day, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Thank you.
So little time, so many songs, and this is an important one because I don't get to see Bill Kirchin nearly enough, and every time I do, I feel compelled to play some rockabilly music with him. It's almost impossible to resist. Have you got any rockabilly echo out there you can help me with? Well, woo. Well, I went to see my baby just the other day. I said, pretty baby, won't you marry me? And she said, daddy, won't you understand? But then she did the bar another time. Was you barking up the wrong tree? Whoop, whoop. Barking up the wrong tree. Whoop, whoop. Barking up the wrong tree. That is what she said to me. Well, I begged and I pleaded, going out of my mind. Her lips had made me so hard to find. She said, daddy, don't you understand? I'm leaving with the cutest boy in the land. And you're barking up the wrong tree. Whoop, whoop. I'm barking up the wrong tree. Whoop, whoop. I'm barking up the wrong tree. That is what she said to me. So blue, I said, my lips are blue, but it's the same way through. She said, daddy, can't you take a hint? My guy's got money, more than a mint. And you're barking up the wrong tree. Whoop, whoop. Barking up the wrong tree. Whoop, whoop. Barking up the wrong tree. That is what she said to me. Baby has a run away. She stole the money or left him flat. People, let me tell you, I'm so glad that I was barking up the wrong tree. Whoop, whoop. I'm barking up the wrong tree. Whoop, whoop. I'm barking up the wrong tree. That is what she said to me. That's what she said to me. That's what she said to me. And that's what she said to me.
Ah, yes, cool and refreshing glass of rockabilly.
house for sale. I'm moving out, I'm moving on. This bird has flown. House for sale, I'm leaving. Where do my friends?
That's right.
House for sale. Take a look inside. This is where love once did reside. But now it's gone, and that's the reason I'll be traveling on. Well, the roof's given in to the weather, and the windows rattle and moan. Paint is peeling, cracks in the ceiling. Whatever's happened to my happy home? House for sale, I've had enough. I'll send a van to get my stuff. House for sale, I'm leaving like I'm getting out of jail.
Shell hole filled with tears.
It's a bit so broken heart. There is desolation and scenes of devastation of a loving heart. I live on the battlefield, baby. Carry on. I live on a battlefield like a drowning man coming up for air. I live on a battlefield. Well, I'm looking for another survivor, but I can't see one anywhere. My new home is filled with muddy water. All around is Mr. Broken Heart. My world is one of a desolation. Of a devastation, there is no consolation for a love being torn apart. I live on a battlefield, baby. I live on a battlefield. Yeah. Well, I live on a battlefield. Yeah, yeah, I live on a battlefield.
Thank you. Now, Paul's going to help me. There's one thing I love, it's a singing drummer. I think a drummer that can sing is onto a very good thing.
He tries to sing anyway, right?
Oh, no, no, no. Stop it. I won't have it. Paul has encouraged me to do this song, which I had completely forgotten about, but actually it's a pretty good tune, especially when he does it. So we're going to try and do it together. It's a song called... What's it called? Again, I've forgotten. Oh yeah, you've got the look I like. You've got the look I like.
You got it, you got the look I like.
do it, honey.
Look, I lie.
Thanks, everyone.
That's Nick Lowe, people.
That's Nick Lowe.
Nick Lowe, Bill Kirchin, Paul Ravelli, Ruth David, Austin Love. Hey!
Don't go away.
Boss Gage coming out with a rockin' little band, playing some great blues for you, and thanks everybody for coming down. Just a second, Harry, hit that record player. And thank you all for coming down tonight. We really appreciate it. Loudon Wainwright, Caroline Delone. What a cast of characters. And everybody's been so kind to us. Don't forget, Boz has also donated a fantastic case of his Montage Red, which you can, or maybe you can't bid on anyway. Makes fantastic wines, sings amazing songs. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, all the way down from his house tonight, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only Boz Skaggs. This is not the first time Boz has played over one of our benefits. He's been a benefactor to us for many, many years, and so we thank him so, so very much.
So we're gonna play some blues and some rhythm and blues. Yeah.
Gonna have some fun.
We're gonna start off with a song that I recorded on a new record. I did two or three songs recently by a very distinguished local musician songwriter. This one is written by Mr. Applejack. On the harp here. It's called Educated Fools. Going out there, I ain't coming back.
A tune now that comes out of New Orleans. Fats Domino made this song popular years and years ago. It's got a very touching title. Actually, not very nice. It's called I'm Sick and Tired of Fooling Around. Thank you. telling you to change your ways. I'm telling you I mean what I say. Last time telling you to sleep your giant before you find yourself outside. Oh,
you.
I'm going to feature another song by Applejack here. He wrote this song about a tough time that he was going through. He called it a dry spell.
Monitor up.
But you sure gonna quit you, you sure gonna walk her back. Then a red-headed woman, that's the meanest child that bone. Well, a red-headed woman, that's the meanest child that bone. She'll never give you no peace, not till Gabriel blows his horn.
Thank you.
song that Willie DeVille did years ago. He's talking about a Cadillac walk.
When the moon comes out, sun goes down, Peter Stiles, her feet around, fire in her blood, flame on her breath, 14 names carved on her chest, she got a rose tattooed on her thigh.
Everybody, thank you so much for coming out tonight. We've got one more song to do. We've got Nick Lowe to sing one of our favorite songs that I wrote a long time ago. I didn't write this one, Nick. And we think it's a really appropriate song for the cause. I know you know what I'm talking about. One of Nick's great songs that Elvis Costello did for so many years, and so many people have done the song, but there's only one person that does it like this. One more time, please welcome it. Thank you everybody for coming out tonight. We'll see you next year. Nick Lowe and everybody.
Thank you, Austin, for that moving introduction.
As I walk this wicked world, searching for love in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? 'Cause each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Thank you, everybody. Nick Lowe, Buddy Miller, Jim Lauderdale, Bill Kirchin, Bob Skaggs, Loudon Wainwright, Ruth Davies, Paul Ravelli, what's his name?
Austin DeLone.
Thank you so much for helping us out, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting there, and thanks to you. Thank you so much. We'll see you next year. Fantastic. Everybody, unbelievable. I think we're done, but thank you so much. Please come back again next year.
Yeah. I bought a new board.